Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. We'll start today with Group Chat. It's our series that gets Milwaukeeans in conversation with each other, asking their own questions while we provide the mics and get out of the way. This month, we'll hear from a group of kids as students head back to school for another year. The group members are all part of Pearls for Teen Girls, an organization for Milwaukee girls that helps them develop social, emotional, and practical skills. Here they are talking about the things on their mind, like mental health, imagining a safer Milwaukee for young people, and a reminder that with age does not always come wisdom.
I'm Navia, and I go to DSHA.
I'm a Miracle, and I go to Milwaukee High School of the Arts.
I'm Dion Trunique, and I go to Milwaukee Academy of Science.
Okay, so what grade is everybody going to or are in?
I'm in 11th grade.
Me too, junior.
I'm a senior. And we all know each other through Pearls for Teen Girls.
Yeah.
We were all in the same group last year.
Speaking of Pearls, what is y'all favorite thing about Pearls?
It's just very, I've never been in like anything like this, so it has a lot of opportunities. I love like the field trips and things like that. Like my favorite field trip was the one.
The Brady Corps?
Yeah, like the Brady Corps. I really like that. And we was learning like networking, yeah. Media, and things like that. The sisterhood, I don't have too many friends, but like Pearls kind of help with that.
Okay, so I joined in 8th grade. In 7th grade, it was, like, after, like, kind of COVID, because, like, 6th grade got cut in half. And then for all of, like, the rest of 6th grade and then 7th grade, I was virtual. Mm-hmm. So, like, I didn't talk to any of my friends. Like, I mean, we were emailing. Like, like we were emailing through the school Gmail. We were. Yes, we were. And when I, like, went to Pearls, I was scared at first because, like, I hadn't, like, really talk to anybody outside of, like, my mom. And, you know, so I was like, okay, like, I'm nervous. And I didn't want to go at all. But she made me go. She's like, no, this will be good. Like, it'll be great. Like, you'll have so much fun. You'll meet new girls. And I was like, okay. And so I ended up going. And, like, the first, like, day that I went, I absolutely loved it. Like, it was so much fun. Our PC was so nice. Her name was Amir. And Miss Amir was great. Like, she made the experience so much fun that I was, like, my mom, like, the next fall in, like, school year. Like, she was like, so, like, what are you thinking? Like, do you want to go back? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, I need to go back. Like, it was so much fun.
Dang. I have to think back. Okay. I was in, like, 6th grade. I wanted to be a Pearls girl. I used to see the 7th graders go in. And I used to go in. And then she would be like, it's too full. And I'd be like, dang. And then 7th grade year came about. And then I was able to participate as a girl. Mm-hmm. And then COVID happened. Cut my 7th grade year in half, and we were virtual, and I had the time of my life doing virtual. We freestyled. We even made Zoom calls outside of the Pearls.
That's
Zoom
that's
calls.
Dope.
I was like, dang, that's crazy. So, not enough of Pearls or enough of school, but I want to talk about, like, society. What should adults know about us teens nowadays?
I feel like they think that, like, our brains are fried because of, like, our phones and stuff.
Right.
But the funniest thing about that is that we're probably, like, even more aware than they were at our age of, like, things that, like, go on in the world. Like, I can't obviously speak for, like, every teenager out there. I'm like, oh, everyone feels this way and everyone knows. Especially, like, I know, like, people I talk to, people I associate and, like, you know, surround myself with, like, the girls in my groups and stuff, whatever. We know a lot. We know a lot. We're not just out here just, like, being like, oh, la, 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 la. Like, we know things that are important and concerning of our futures, and we will take, like, you know, proper actions to make sure that we secure our futures and that we have the same opportunities or even better ones than our parents had.
Correct.
You know, sometimes I feel like there's just so many things going on in the world, and, like, I can understand, like, both a teenager's mind and an adult's mind when it comes to, like, going certain places. You know, your parents always want to protect you, but, like, I feel like in general that it's like, you know what, okay, I can just let my child do this and, like, just see what happens, because there's a point in time where we are going to go into the real world, and we don't want to go into the real world knowing, like, being clueless or, like, anything. So I feel like, you know, parents should be, like, aware of that, because I know someone who has, like, a parent who's, like, very protective and, like, with them 24/7 because, like, they're scared of what happened because anything can happen knowing today.
Your voice is so soothing. I just had to say that.
Oh, it sure is. I'm like,
thank you.
Real closely. But no, I definitely agree with, like, what you're saying, especially because, like, I can definitely understand a parent's perspective of being, like, you know, there's so much that happens, so much dangers, more so now than, like, ever. So I understand, you know, wanting to, like, shield and protect your child. But at some point, you have to realize that, you know, also, like, when you do that, you know, your child, as they grow older, like, when they're younger, it's fine. Because, you know, they want to be around you. But as they grow into, like, those teenage years and stuff, whatever, you know, a little bit, like, you know, resentment might start happening because they feel like you're holding them back, in a sense. And then when it comes to them making those big decisions, like, oh, going to college and stuff, then they won't be prepared for that because, you know, they were never left on their own or, like, meant to do the, or, like, let, allowed to do these things,
gain,
you know,
some independence,
right?
That's why I said I want to go to college in state but not like in the city, because I feel like I need a sense of independence type of thing.
What do you think exactly that kids from Milwaukee need?
They need resources. Like, a lot of kids don't know, like, about the Boys and Girls Club or about Pearls, but I feel like they need support, they need love. Everybody is so, like, separated. Everybody want beef. Everybody in a mob. Everybody want to go to war. But, like, in reality, everybody just need love and, like, coaching and support and just everything, like, a family consists of. Because I just feel like we really one big family, because everything is just so small here.
Can I piggyback off of what you said? I really like that about, like, us being separated. Because, you know, like, when certain things happen, it's, like, one specific group or, like, race is against the another for some odd reason. But, you know, I just feel like it doesn't just have to be one specific group that, like, you know, just, like, comes together. We can all come together.
All come together as a whole.
And I feel like that would make it, like, just so much better.
Milwaukee is diverse, but it isn't completely diverse. Like, I can see, like, the different parts of, like, the city. Like, I can go, like, to the side of town and I can tell who lived there. And I really don't like that image. That's why I wish, like, everybody, like, came together as one.
It's really sad that we live in, like, the most segregated city. It's actually insane. It definitely, I feel like, and then that's another thing. I feel like our generation is, like, trying to break those, like, generational, like, bonds and curses. Like, we're really, like, not everybody, obviously, but, like, there's a lot of people that, like you were saying, like, the discrimination thing, that won't blame the whole race because of something that one person did, you know? And that's what we need more of. You know, we need more people that are willing to just be open-minded about other people and other people's cultures and, you know, all their different things that come along with that. And so I definitely agree with what both of y'all are saying.
I feel like we spoke on this just a little bit, but I just feel like people be like, what's wrong with y'all generation?
Ugh.
And I just feel like I'm not a bad kid.
You're
like,
definitely not.
I just feel like I'm a great youth in this community. I don't feel like I'm bad at all. Like, why am I getting judged for what somebody else done did?
Exactly. Okay.
Like, why I can't go to the mall by myself and go get my own shoes? Like, what make you feel like I'm about to go in here and do something I ain't got no business doing?
Right. It's like, and I don't like when, like, they be like, oh, Gen Z, or, like, I hate being put in a specific category.
Why are you labeling me?
Like, I get, like, okay, we have names for different generations, but you don't have to, like, put that on me. Like, on the news, somebody, like, a kid could steal a car, and they'd be like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, I'd be like...
But every generation does that to the generation, like, beneath them. Like, they're always like, oh, like, we had it so much harder, and you guys are all soft. And that's another thing. They say that we're so soft or that we're so sensitive. And sensitive in the way that they think of it as, like, oh, like, you're crybabies. Like, everything just upsets you. Oh, we can't say this because, oh, Gen Z, oh, are we allowed to even say words now? Everything's so offensive nowadays. And it's like, no, that's been offensive. It's just that, like, people are finally saying something and speaking up about it.
They call us disrespectful, too. I just feel like... Just because y'all wasn't able to speak up,
that don't mean I can't. I know that's so real. My mom always tells me, she's like, you can speak your mind to adults as well. That's how I've always been raised. She just says, as long as you bring your points respectfully and you speak respectfully, because that is an adult. But, like, just because I'm a child doesn't mean that I shouldn't have a voice or I should bend to your whims because you're older than me, because with age does not come wisdom. Like, there are adults that I've spoken to and I'm like, oh, you're how old? Wow, that's really interesting. Because the emotional intelligence is definitely lacking.
No, literally. And then it's like, when I say age doesn't come with maturity, I mean, like, it'll be people come up to me. People thought I was 18. I'm actually 16. And I'm thinking, like, they're my age, too. But they really, like, 20-something. And I'll be like, what's really going on?
Because we're so well-spoken. So emotionally intelligent. So awake. In the sense that we understand the things that are going around us more than they think that we do.
Okay, saying this, what would y'all want the world to know about y'all?
I think that, like, genuinely, I think that we will be the change, like what you were saying about, like, groups and stuff. Like, groups like Pearls and, like, the Boys and Girls Club are very, very important. But I think a lot of, like, kids in our generation, like, they're like, oh, that's so lame. Like, nobody want to do that. That's... Ain't nobody would like that.
And that's why you
got to
be different.
Heavy on
exactly.
That.
Be different. Not a follower, but a leader.
And that, I think that when we invite, like, those kinds of people into our spaces or whatever, and they see, you know what I'm saying? It takes a minute for it to kind of, like, you know, break that kind of, like, stereotype. Oh, my God, this is so lame. Why are we talking about our feelings? Why are we doing this? You know, but once you're able to, like, get past that, then you'll meet, like, some very interesting people. Like, people that you just saw them and you were like, oh, he's not that deep. And then, you know, now that you're, like, speaking to him one-on-one, it's completely different.
Yeah.
As, like, a Black teenage girl, I've realized a lot that in my family, like, I go to therapy. Mm-hmm. Not because something's wrong with me or because I'm crazy, but because everybody needs therapy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how it is. Everybody needs somebody to listen to, somebody to talk to, share their problems with, get advice from. That's just how it is.
Correct.
And they think, and when I say that, I mean, like, older generations sometimes will think of that as, like, a sign of weakness, or they're like, oh, no, you only do that if something's wrong with you, or, like, you must need help if you're going. And it's like, that's not the case. Like, you can just go in.
So now we're speaking on, like, mental illnesses with, like, older people not believing that younger people are allowed to have feelings.
Oh my God. And it's like, it's that quote that a lot of grown people say, and it'll be like, oh, you're young, you never been through anything.
I need people to really realize that when you think back on it, like, kids experience stuff really young. Like, I have anxiety. And I remember, like, I was thinking back the other day, like, I was like, when was, like, the first time that I ever felt, like, really anxious about something? Mm-hmm. And, like, the furthest that I can remember back is when I was, like, 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's insane to me to think about. Like, I was seven. Like, you know, you're supposed to be, like, playing with Barbies, running around the playground.
Going outside,
like,
ride your bike.
Exactly. So it was like, oh, wow. It's really, like, insane to think that I was even feeling this way at, like, such a young age, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's why it's, like, so important to, like, kind of break those stereotypes and stuff, because kids can go through even more than adults. There are adults who have gone through no hardships, nothing. And, like, you know, God bless. That's great for them. I don't wish any hardships on those kind of people. But then, you know, you have children that have been through so much, you know? So you can't, like, use that card, you know, like they try to.
Okay, I have a question.
You guys, if you, like, money wasn't involved, like, you made, like, a whole bunch of money, like, guaranteed, what would be, like, your dream career?
What I said, helping the youth.
So you want to be a CEO of a business, of, like, a group like Pearls, or are we aiming for the CEO of Pearls?
Of Pearls.
Okay, okay.
We're going to clock it.
And hey, I'll check back in, 20 years?
20 years is crazy.
So, well, when do you think you're getting this role?
Sooner than you might know.
You know what? I believe in you.
If I just sit back and I just think about it, I want to get my master's. I don't know if I'm going to go as far as a doctorate, but for sure a master's, which could probably be like 6 years.
You know, with the things that we like to do when we get older, or the jobs that we want to pursue when we get older, how do you think that's going to change the world just a little bit, you know?
Well, Dion's has already put it in full and true, you know, just by her speaking it. I don't know if I want to be a therapist or a psychiatrist. I don't know.
You can do
one.
Both.
Because, oh, girl, I don't know about that.
I'm just saying.
The schooling is more on psychiatrists, but, like, therapy, you can, like, that's when you, like, talk and have other problems. Mm-hmm. Psychiatrists can prescribe medications and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I want to do that, if I want to be a therapist. But also, there's a lot more school that goes in, you know. Psychiatry. Yeah. So I think that I might just stick with therapy. Mm-hmm. But I really want to be a youth therapist. And I don't know where I want to be or, like, where I see myself.
My brother needs you.
I don't know where I'm going to be or where I see myself. Obviously, like, I can see myself, like, you know, but I really want to focus on the youth, because there are so many kids that feel so invalidated in their struggles and stuff because of their parents or their elders, whether that be, like, intentional or not. And so I want to be, like, that person or that voice to be like, no, like, this is okay to feel this way. You know, this is how we can get through it. You know, actually help them, you know, with these feelings before they, like, fester. There we go. Fester.
That's the word.
Yep.
of me, you know, like we all have different opinions on music because I want to be like a songwriter and I like to perform on stage. I'm still coming over my fear, but you know, it's okay. We're getting there. Now it's just like certain types of music promotes inappropriate things like drugs and, you know, like sexual things, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like me personally, I just want like, you don't have to like it. You can like it. It don't matter. I just want to make music fun again. Like that song by Ne-Yo and Pitbull. Like, that's fun. Like, I want to make music like that.
So with my dream and my career, I just, the way I feel like it'll change the environment, it'll give the youth something to do. It will also make them open to speaking their mind and like their feelings. Mm-hmm. And just like bringing everybody together as one is really what I want. Just to really stop the violence and limit, like, the crime rates and, like, the killing of the teens and everything that's just in that category, I just want it to be, like, lowered or down to none if possible. That's really my goal.
Yeah, I like both of y'all answers, you know.
I like yours, too. Okay, I can't wait to see what you do with this music. And Beyonce might be on your list to make the heat, and you might be famous.
No, for real, because when you become a favorite singer, like,
that was Navia Yarbrough, Amiracle Evans, and Deontronique Woodson. Group Chat is produced by Lake Effect's Jimmy Gutierrez. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.